This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Jay. We're down 50%. So I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and we have a very special guest, good friend of the DJV show, Rich McFadden from Radio America, joins us bright and early. Thanks, Richie, for hanging out with us today while we're having a bit of a girls' day. Well, we love having you.
I love joining the girls.
Yes, that's true. That's the thing about Rich. Rich can be girly when he needs to, and I like that. I appreciate it.
No. Let's get this straight. I'm not girly, but I love hanging with the girls.
Okay.
So you guys are always fun. That's how rumors start.
Clarification there.
Yes, sorry.
Bad rumors.
So thanks for hanging out. And Jay, you've got an interesting story that happened this weekend. We were talking about this massive storm that hit the East Coast, and I'm in New Jersey. We got more than a foot of snow right on the coast, which is very rare, and all the way up to Massachusetts set a record. Maine has problems. People are still missing, still without power. And when people have no power, they tend to use whatever they can, to generate heat, whether it's a generator with propane or whatever they may do. Unfortunately, people sit in the car and they don't ventilate the car while it's running, and people die of carbon monoxide poisoning. So what happened in this hotel? Because this seemed like this was a widespread, either a leak or something went down, but a lot of people got sick.
Yeah, they're definitely investigating it. It happened at a Hampton Inn in Marysville, Ohio, around 5:30. I think this was Saturday afternoon evening. Police were called because of a report of an unconscious 2-year-old. And the police get there, and then they start receiving additional reports of unconscious people around the pool area. Other people are experiencing severe dizziness and burning throats, and they found that there were life-threatening levels of carbon monoxide happening, mainly detected at the hotel pool area. That's where the majority of it was happening. And 11 people total, a bunch of kids, 6 kids, 5 adults, 2 were in critical condition, 5 serious condition, 4 people were treated and released. This is astounding. You don't expect this. I don't think anybody ever thinks about carbon monoxide when they go to hotels. We think about it at home. Yeah, we think about it at home. We all have the detectors and everything. But when you're traveling, you're thinking, oh, it's not going to happen here. This is a hotel. They have all the things they need to have in order. And clearly not.
It's odd that it was from the pool area. Is it an indoor pool? That's kind of making me wonder, what was generating that much of a leak, right? That seems strange.
Well,
it has
probably
been an indoor pool area. Yeah, especially because of all the snow that was there. I can't imagine a whole bunch of people just chilling around the pool if it was an outdoor
pool. What it probably is it was the, vents were ducked, or ducts
clogged, maybe?
Clogged to the outside, yeah. Oh. So the snow probably covered up some of the ventilation to get the air outside, and then it backed up inside.
That's scary.
It's funny. We talk about this, and we still hear these stories every year. Somebody puts a generator in their garage.
Yep, I know.
Somebody puts a propane heater in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just really? Really? Yep. We talk about this all the time.
I know.
And people still don't know how dangerous this is.
Yeah, and space heaters with all the fires. I know. And you have to wonder, wait a minute. We see this on your local news, right? You don't need to be paying attention to national news. It seems there are local stories all the time that you should be aware of. And especially, it's heartbreaking. I know this happened down in Texas. I want to say after the tornadoes tore through and it got, it got cold. And there was a mother and her young daughter who went, and I guess she didn't realize, and she went into, they sat in the car with the garage door closed, and they turned the car on to keep warm, and they both died. And, these stories happen so often. It's a shame. But you're right, Jay. I would not ever think to be worried at a hotel because you think that they've got all the system in place.
Well, I start traveling with my carbon monoxide detector, apparently.
I know, right?
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah. That is a thing. People, I have heard people do that. That they travel with a portable carbon monoxide detector.
You know,
which just seems like overkill, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You think about it at home, but do you really? Do you really? I mean, don't you just kind of put the thing up on the ceiling and then...
I'm an apartment dweller. I do think about it. And I watch that little green light.
Yep. Yeah. I look at the number all the time. I'm like, it's still zero, right? Yep. Okay.
Do you really?
I really do. Fully.
I mean, I hang the thing up. I check the battery once a year. Every now and then you hear a little blip and you freak out and you walk down and you look at it. But, am I testing it once every 2 weeks or once a month? Nah. I'm just like, okay, I'm looking at it right now. I do think about it.
As I said, we're apartment dwellers, so I do think about that. But the strange thing is, this is the first apartment complex that I've ever lived in, apartment building that I've ever lived in, that doesn't have a gas stove. So I used to be, when I lived in Manhattan, I was a lot more concerned about, carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
And because if there's a leak of gas, like entire buildings have exploded in New York. And so that it's dangerous. So now in where we live right now, it's just all electric. So I'm not really sure what even would generate carbon monoxide that we have here, but that's fine. I feel safer with that. But like Jay was saying, you think about these things at home. Well, there's a new study out that gas stoves are so much worse for the environment than previously thought. And the reason for it, it actually has a direct health implication to people living at home with gas stoves. The amount of methane that constantly leaks from the study was a lot more than what the researchers thought it would be. They said that when gas stoves are not running, they put 2.6 million tons of methane into the air each year. That's the equivalent of 500,000 cars. That, like, I would never think, and Rich, you tease me a lot, like, I like to be environmentally green and everything. I would never think that my own stove, I have an electric stove now that I hate, and I wish I had a gas stove again because they're so much better, but I never, ever would have thought that I have an environmental terrorist in my kitchen, and it's my stove. Even when it's not running.
That totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. But let me tell you what the new technology is, that gas stoves are going away. Mm. Induction cooktops. That's what I have an electric cooktop right now. Get rid of that. I'm going to induction. Because especially like if you're a parent of little kids and you're so worried about them touching it, this induction is like magnets creating the friction with the pan. And you can take the pan gets hot. What's in the pan gets hot, but the cooktop itself
never gets hot. That's cool.
So you can, let's say you're cooking spaghetti sauce. You can put paper towels on the cooktop in between the pan and the. I went to the showroom and the guy showed me this. So when it splashes, on the thing. And then when you just take the pan off, you just wipe it off. And you can touch. Now, there will be a little bit of conductive heat from the pan sitting on there, but you can still touch it. And
that's amazing.
It's amazing technology.
Now, what's the bottom part? What's the oven component? Or is there no oven component? Is it just the top?
It would just be an electric stove then.
Regular
an electric
oven.
Oven,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of communities. Yeah, a lot of communities are like New York City, San Francisco, San Jose, Berkeley, a lot of places in California. A lot of those cities are now banning gas stoves completely on any new construction. Now, like I said, in California, it's environmental. In New York City, it's safety because everybody has gas stove. There are gas pipelines running all over New York City. And as soon as there's a tiny leak, if you smell that smell, which isn't the gas itself, it's an additive that they put in it so that you can smell it. And so once you smell that smell, you call Con Ed and the entire block gets shut down. It's a huge inconvenience. And people, without a gas stove, like, what can you do in New York? Luckily, you just get takeout. But I've gone through this where we've had, no stove for a couple weeks because of the gas leak. And so it makes a lot more sense going forward that new construction would have electric. The downside, though, too, is that it is more expensive. Like, our electric bill is a lot more now that we have an electric stove and everything is electric, but if it is safer and we're not going to blow up, because no, like that was really a legitimate fear of every New Yorker. At some point during each day, it crosses your mind that your building might blow up. Like that's on top of all the other things that New York City makes you think of, crime, traffic, you know, whatever. The thought of blowing up is actually real.
You don't know if one of your neighbors left it on by accident,
you
or
don't
if
know.
They were late night cooking because they had too much fun and they left it on, or their butt hit it. Because sometimes your butt, if it only lights if you push the button in and turn it.
Yeah.
But you can still turn it without actually lighting it, and then the fumes are just going everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying your butt.
No, I did. I did.
You were saying your button. Oh, okay.
No. I did say your
button. Butt hits the button.
You hit the button with your butt by like not even realizing it, and it's enough to turn the knob where all the gas is coming out, but it didn't light it, so you don't really
It's true, and you don't hear it. You don't hear the clicking. It's just enough to leak it out. Now, the one thing about this study that was interesting, too, obviously, as we're talking about methane leaking into your home, well, think about what that can actually do to your health. That is the next level now that this study has shown, that stoves leak so much more methane than anyone ever really, you know, thought. So now this could have some health implications, and I'm sure going forward we'll probably get some more information on that. All right, more stories coming up. We've got Trending with Jay up next. It is the DJV show at 17 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and our special guest today is Rich McFadden from Radio America. And so, guys, the Olympics start on Friday. I know this is a very controversial Olympics. There are, you know, diplomatic boycotts happening. A lot of broadcast networks are not sending anybody over. They claimed it was because of COVID, but we really think it's probably a lot more than that. But are you guys going to watch any of this? Because I don't really know if I care.
Yep.
Right?
No,
it's not controversial for me.
Yeah, I normally I will check in on like snowboarding and stuff like that.
I do like snowboarding, yeah.
I have a whole lot of, I just find it hard to care this year.
Yep. I know, and the Winter Olympics I normally really like, and there's a new study actually that came out. Unfortunately, for anybody who's a Winter Olympic fan and you want it to come back to the United States, Tahoe by 2050 will be too warm to ever host the Winter Olympics again. That is a bummer. We may only be at the top of a mountain in Japan, in the city of Sapporo, might be the only place left. All right, we've got Trending coming up next on the DJV show.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 past the hour now in the DJV overview of what's going on News Talk Radio with our focus on the countdown, the charts, the top 10 stories, and the top 10 people on the list. And certainly Justice Breyer is on that list. He's number three on the people list, and actually the story itself of him announcing his retirement, number three on the story list at Talkers.com and DJVShow.com. So we've asked our audience who they would like to have replace the justice, and so we have interesting comments of our own and of the listeners. Jay, take it away.
Yeah, what's fascinating is nobody wanted to name an actual person, just the guidelines they would like to see. D.L. Ford wants someone qualified to uphold the law and Constitution. Brian Linetti also wants somebody who will decide issues on the Constitution, not based on their opinion. And Devin Vejvoda says, just pick the best person for the job, regardless of race, gender, religion, and political party.
What does Mac think?
Mac says Buttigieg.
Does he really? Okay. I think the Buttigieg.
Mac's a
might
big Mayor Pete fan.
Yeah.
For
those of you who are wondering, Mac is Jessica's, Jay's son, and he's right there on the ready to go become the next radio star, in fact. Fascinated with a microphone and headsets, at least. All right, so let's see. My input on this is Kamala Harris to get her the heck out of the way, although
it's
can she do damage?
It's not going to be Kamala. There's a big chance of it because she's so unpopular right now as VP. But here's the sticky thing for them is that unless they are sure that they could get Republicans to support that, there would be a whole lot of drama that would hold it up. And they want to get this thing done fast before the midterm elections because they're afraid they're going to lose the majority.
So then how do they get rid of her?
So if they don't think they have Republican support, then they will probably go in a different direction because you can't have a 50-50 tie and then have her as the vice president vote for herself to break the tie as a Supreme
Court
justice.
It's not going to happen.
So it solves a lot of problems for them.
It does.
It did because they are facing big problems for looking ahead to 2024. They could have someone clean, like, well, not clean, but a newer candidate. And people are talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary!
as vice president, not as obviously Supreme Court justice.
All right, let's do the Russians, shall we? The situation with Russia and the Crimea. Whoops, wait a minute. And Ukraine. Well, the Crimea is part of the Ukraine. Anyway, number two this week, the situation there. And our question just asks for reflection, right, Jay?
Well, yeah. What, if anything, should the U.S. do about it? And pretty much everybody is like, absolutely. Absolutely nothing. The U.S. needs to just mind our own business and let the world fight their own battles for once. That was unanimous. Yeah,
it looks like. So, Stephen Jay said nothing. Jan Rose said, is there sandbox? Leave him alone. Celeste Erickson said, yep, mind your business. Talking about us. David Slater, offer aid in the form of weapons. That's the only kind of naysayer I see here. But don't send in the troops. I don't think anybody wants to.
Nobody wants to send our troops in.
No. There was too many memories of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Sure. Right.
No. It needs that. Okay. So also as an aside this week, there was a lot of hubbub about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So we asked our audience that. Got a couple of quickies here. Jay?
Yeah. Lisa Sutton wants Brad Pitt. Ruth Enerson says, make it Bruce Willis and give us a little bit of a semi-comedy. And Lynn Charlene says, Sam Elliott or Doug Steffen.
Yay!
Can you imagine Doug 007?
Sam Elliott's 100 years old. That's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say Doug Steffen is 100 years
old. No, you would be a better James Bond than Sam Elliott.
I would be. Colin Farrell, I see Hugh Jackman also on the list here. All right, 28 after.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast, with no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles. We make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis and Greg McMichael that had agreed to plead guilty to the hate crimes charges. Travis McMichael would have received 30 years in federal prison to be served alongside the penalty of life in prison without parole for murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do the time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
Aubrey's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, objected, as she says she wants the McMichaels to do their time in a state prison. Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden's first year in office has been tough, filled with one crisis after another. So it will be interesting to see how he sees things when he gives his first State of the Union address in a month. South Carolina Republican Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax says Biden's policies and judgments has made things worse on the American people.
Who knows what they're going to talk about? I would imagine we'll see President Biden bring up the Supreme Court nominee or nomination that he has over the next few weeks and months. I expect that to be a big one. The Ukraine obviously is on the agenda. We're paying more attention to the border of Ukraine than we are our southern border. So anything to redirect the crisis at our southern border to another country's border, I'm sure will be at the top of his agenda. But I seriously doubt he'll talk about inflation other than the ways that Build Back Better in his mind would make inflation better, when we all know that rising taxes and the cost of everything by more spending by the federal government will make things worse. So, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A Coast Guard investigation is underway after the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Harmony of the Seas was responsible for Sunday evening scrub of a SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The ship went into the danger zone along a Falcon 9 rocket's flight path just before launch, forcing SpaceX to cancel the launch. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Doug and Jen are out today. They'll be back tomorrow. And we have special guest Rich McFadden joining us from Radio America. Hi, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us again, Rich. We're super happy to have you. So, guys, I don't know if you guys saw the story. This is really, really sad. An ex-Miss USA from 2019 has died from suicide in New York City. Her name was Chesley Christ. I don't really follow pageants and stuff, but Miss USA is a big title, of course. And so she won the crown in 2019, and she lived in New York City. And at 7:13 in the morning, her 911 was called to her building. She was last seen on the terrace of the 29th floor of her building on 42nd Street. which is like basically like Broadway. And so, like, all the, if you're ever in New York, 42nd Street is the big hub of, you know, everything. And so she jumped off the top of her building. And as you can imagine, this caused quite, a scene. She was obviously pronounced dead on the scene. And but what a tragic yeah. end to, she was 30 years old.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, beautiful woman. And I think, Jay, you said she was an attorney as well?
Yeah, she's a lawyer. She actually, sources are saying she even left behind a note saying that she wanted to leave everything to her mom, who was a former pageant competitor herself and had the Mrs. North Carolina crown back in 2002, but the note didn't have any motives for her actions.
Oh,
it's just
so
that's just heartbreaking, devastating. Yeah. And you see, you look at pictures of her, especially when she's on the stage for Miss USA, and her smile is infectious. She just looks like she is somebody who is radiating happiness, and it goes to show that no matter what somebody, how you perceive somebody to be, or how they're presenting themselves, there are so many layers beneath that surface.
Very true.
I mean, you know, you would hope that people close to her had some signs, but maybe there was no trigger that made them act. But it just it just goes to show you, man, you don't know what somebody's going through, and
especially if you look like you've got your life put together well on the surface, you know.
Yeah,
she lived in a luxury high rise and
that's rough.
None of that matters when people are going through something.
I mean, Miss USA has kind of been put over in the corner, hasn't it? I mean, it's not near what it used to be because of just all the things that are going on societally. And
Is it Miss America that got rid of the bathing suit, the swimsuit competition? I feel like maybe that was Miss America. Miss USA still has it. But you're right, Miss USA, there have been controversies with both of the pageants, you know, like with behind the scenes and, you know, people there. I remember reading something, one of the men, you know, typical behind the scenes was sexually harassing other women. And it just, there's always some sort of scandal, it seems like. But I don't know that, usually the Miss USA, it typically is either from Vegas, right, or from, it used to be from Atlantic City because Trump used to own it. He owned that whole franchise and then sold it. So I'm not really sure, but it's still considered a big, you know, it's a big win if you win the crown for Miss USA. But that's just a tragic end.
It won't be around long. It'll get canceled. So just because the victimization of women and just, you know, how people see that. It's funny, though. My wife, Latina, and her mom, they all watch that stuff because, you know,
it's big,
South
right?
America. Oh, it's
right.
huge.
It's really huge. Big,
Yeah.
Well, they'll miss it if it's if it does go away. But yeah, it's a tragic end for Miss USA 2019. So we'll stick with some other, you know, not great uplifting news, but it's important. The IRS, and tax season. Tax season is kind of coming up upon us. And so one of the things that the IRS is really trying to get the word out is letter 6419. Now, both of you guys have kids. Have you gotten letter 6419 yet?
I have not, but I've been keeping an eye out for it.
Yeah, it's child tax credit, and so
I opted out.
Okay, so the letter, if you did opt in for the child tax credit, that $500 payment, be on the lookout for this letter 6419. The IRS is saying that you have to keep all of this together along with your W-2s and everything of the other information that you need to file your taxes. Some families, they are even saying, may want to hold off filing until they actually get this letter, because it helps you more accurately do your return, helps you avoid delays. If you're due a refund, it will make sure that, you know, having all your information, obviously, you want to do that so you get your refund on time. If you have not gotten a letter, one other option, you can go to the IRS.gov, and there's a child tax credit update portal, and so you can go through that, and you can review your own records and check the specific information there. But, yeah, the IRS definitely warning parents, be on the lookout for this letter if you partook in this.
Definitely warning parents, if you're expecting to get a refund, you're not getting a refund because you already got the money. And, in fact, you might end up having to pay
because you already got the money. And this is the biggest scam I've ever seen. We're giving you money. No, you're giving me my money before I'm supposed to get it back, and now I may end up having to pay my taxes more.
Well, yeah, and that's actually a great point.
That's why I opted out.
Yeah.
As soon as this thing came up, I went right to IRS.gov, and I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that happened in the last administration. There was a tax break that a lot of people, oh, this is great. I'm going to have more money in my paycheck. And it's like, well, no, it's not. There isn't tax withheld, and
it's
a lot of people got a tax bill.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's, you know, a lot of people got a tax bill that they weren't expecting. So it's kind of the same thing here. So if you are taking that child tax credit, make sure that you wait for that letter. And like Rich said, say goodbye to thoughts of a refund.
Right.
On that aspect,
just make sure you understand what's coming.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, understand what's coming. You already got your tax refund, and it may put you in a position where now you have to pay instead of getting a little bit back.
Yeah. You know, I really wish, as a renter, you guys are homeowners, I'm a renter, I really wish that rent was deductible, because I think it's just as legitimate as buying a house. And so I know that that's probably controversial to say that, but with the rents that are continuing to go up and up, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the new January report is that the median price of a one-bedroom rental apartment in January is up 12% from a year before. So the average, now this is the average. The average is $1,374. That's for a one-bedroom. That's the average across the country. The median two-bedroom rose 14% to $1,698. Now, the two-bedroom thing, that's interesting. We moved from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom as well because we needed a home office. The home office thing was a big draw for couples moving into a two-bedroom apartment. So I can understand the hike there because that's just the demand. But the rents in general across the country, naturally, New York claims the highest rent. The median one-bedroom in New York is $3,260. Number two was San Francisco, also not surprising, but I'm actually surprised it's not in the 3,000s. That was only $2,850. Boston is making major moves. They say, and this is according to Jumper, which is a site that tracks these types of things, Boston, they think, in the next year is going to overtake San Francisco in the number two spot. That's surprising.
Really?
Yeah,
that is surprising. You got to work hard to beat San Francisco and screwing people over.
Yes, yes. And then not surprising, so the rest of the list, San Jose, California, $2,390, Miami, yeah. $2,340, Washington, D.C. went up, too. That's $2,250 for a one-bedroom. And then Los Angeles, which I was kind of surprised that wasn't higher up the list. Los Angeles for a one-bedroom is $2,220. Oakland, California is next. San Diego is $2,000. And then Fort Lauderdale. This came out of the blue for me. Fort Lauderdale rounds out this list, $1,940 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. What's happening in Fort Lauderdale?
Not Miami, but Fort Lauderdale.
Well, Miami, yeah, Miami's always in the list. That's $2,340
okay,
for a one-bedroom.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale is basically a suburb of Miami, so yeah, it definitely makes sense.
So you think it's just
people
sort
out.
Of
like
spreading
here in Fairfax,
out
Virginia,
Miami.
We're a suburb of Washington, D.C., and the rents are, you know, for a single bedroom are $1,300, $1,500 to start here.
It's wild. All right. Well,
so,
as a renter,
so let me tell you,
it's not going to get cheaper for me anytime soon.
You would kill. You would absolutely kill our economy if you gave tax credits to renters, because home ownership and home building and home goods are a massive driver of our economy. And if you took away the motivation, the incentive to own a house because you could just get a tax credit while renting without having any of the obligations, you would destroy this economy.
I don't know. I feel like there's a way to do it. I mean, most people in New York rent. Most people are not owners in New York. So the city functions. All the schools are funded. I mean, it's, you know, so it can work.
But look at the cost. Look at the cost.
Well, but that's the cost.
You just made the case.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm
saying,
if you're saying that it would take away too much from the local economy, but what I'm saying is New York City is almost all renters, and that economy is totally thriving. So it could be reworked.
No, because people can't live on. I mean, look, you just talked about how expensive it is to live in New York City. Who can live there? How do you live? People live in, and if you want the whole country to live in 1,000 square foot condos.
I'm not saying everyone has to rent. If you want to own, you can own. I'm just saying I think that for people who can't afford to be homeowners,
but
I think
give
that
people,
that creates
if you
huge
give
divide.
Renters a tax incentive not to buy, then everybody will end up renting because now I don't have to. I just put a toilet in yesterday. I don't have to do that. Just call my landlord. So why would I? Why would I buy?
But
and so now you create this slumlord economy where now all of a sudden people are being taken advantage of because everybody rents and nobody owns and you don't really have another option. So I
think it also kind of depends where you're at because there can be a lot of places where you're not paying that much for your monthly rent and so you're probably not going to get the best landlord. But from what I'm seeing, a monthly mortgage payment is a lot less than what most people have to pay for their rent. So there's that, but then you have to have the down payment if you even want to buy a house, which some people can't do.
I mean, the people that are renting a one bedroom in within a mile or two of where I am. They're paying almost as much as I am for a mortgage.
Oh, right. I guarantee. I mean, I guarantee I'm paying probably more than your mortgage in rent. But, you know, that the problem, though, is that with rents getting higher and higher, it's creating more and more of a divide between people who can afford a home and people who can't. And so when you're paying a rent that keeps going up 14% a year, where do you get to put money away to save for the down payment? You can't.
Right.
You get caught in this, and I've been a renter a really long time. I lived in Manhattan for 15 years. And the goal in Manhattan is not to buy your own apartment. Like, I don't know a single person who would ever say, oh, I can't wait to buy 450 square feet for $700,000. I mean, people do it. But it's kind of
you
crazy.
Move to Connecticut, right?
Yeah, you go somewhere else for $700,000, and you now have a whole house rather than a one-bedroom apartment. Interesting. Well, it's food for thought. All right, coming up, we've got more stories for you, more headlines, and it is the DJV show at 47 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Intro music goes to moneypit.com. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Doug and Jen are out today. It's Jay Kirshner and I'm Victoria Keelan, along with Tom Kreitler of moneypit.com. And check out his amazing podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. And you can get some incredible home improvement tips. And so, Tom, we've got a question here from one of our listeners, Carol. Yep. This is a question that I'm so anxious to hear what you're going to say. If you have a bathroom, an interior bathroom, meaning a bathroom without a window, which I have two of them in our apartment, Carol asks, how do you keep it free of mold? She said, is there something I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? I don't really want to tile the walls, and I don't want to deal with grout. Is there anything you can suggest? Carol, thank you for asking this question, because I have the same question myself.
Right there with you.
Well, I mean, if you are remodeling your bathroom and you want something that you can clean easily, there are kits that are used to create shower stalls and tub walls that are made of a variety of material. There are acrylic ones. There are actually even Corian kits where you essentially are covering the tile with something that is easier to wipe down, because tile, of course, is not. And when it starts to grow mold, especially in the grout, it gets really nasty. Now, generally speaking, for all you apartment dwellers out there that have this problem and no windows to open, which, by the way, there's a really dumb rule in the building code, and it says that if you have a window, you don't have to have a bath fan. Now,
oh,
I don't know about you, but it was like 18 degrees this weekend
right
here.
Yeah, I, as an apartment dweller, I'm sitting here in negative 7-degree weather, and no, I don't want to open a window in the bathroom.
Even if you had one, you wouldn't want to open it. But,
no.
So, but you do have to have a bath fan, and here's the trick. If you have a bath fan and you want to try to reduce the amount of moisture, because that's what it's all about. It's about battling moisture, managing moisture. The one thing that you can do, and it's a fairly simple home improvement that's not terribly expensive, is that you take the switch that you're using right now to turn on and off the bath fan, and you replace it with one of two types of switches. Either one that's a humidistat, so basically it's driven based on the humidity in the bathroom. This one's kind of the no-brainer because this, if it's moist and damp after a shower, it's going to run until it's not, right? It's going to run until it reduces all that humidity. Or
that's great. I didn't know anything like that existed. That's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. It's a humidistat, just like a thermostat. You know, these different types of switches, but humidistat is moisture-driven. Or you could do something even simpler, which is you could put a timer switch in. So that, but this requires, you know, some owner participation because you got to remember when you leave the bathroom to flip on that timer and let it run for 10 minutes. You want basically what happens is most of us turn lights off, turn fans off when we leave the bathroom, and the bathroom therefore hangs, all that moisture hangs there.
Yeah.
And then it starts to settle and grow mold and just get nasty. So
if
you can dry it out, that's the key.
Now, here's my question. As a renter, because we're renters, we are not allowed to touch anything electrical for obvious reasons, safety, you know, among them.
Yeah.
So now, so we have one of those sort of generic ceiling fan vent things that I don't think ever really does much.
Right.
So if you're stuck with something like we have, is there anything else that we can do? We just have, you know, sheetrocked walls that are painted. Is there a certain type of paint that you can use to help prevent that, you know, on the ceiling, especially when the steam rises, you get those little, like, black dots. Is there a way to prevent that from happening if changing the electrical isn't an option?
Yeah, those black dots, that's called cladosporium. It's a type of mold. It's generally not toxic unless you are really hypersensitive to mold, but it is obviously kind of gross.
Yeah.
Now, you know there's such a thing known as kitchen and bath paint, and you ever wonder what's the difference between kitchen and bath paint and other types of paint?
I did not know, first of all, that there was a difference between kitchen and bath paint.
Okay.
Yeah, I always thought it was like the shininess.
Yes, it does exist, and, well, sort of, right. So it's got a mildicide in it, and it's designed to not grow mold.
But typically, I wonder if landlords like know that and use it.
But usually in an apartment, like a big apartment complex, they're just going to, we buy one kind of paint and get something.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Just use it across the board.
So that's something that we could do. Yeah.
The finish is a good point, though, because if you have the choice, you know, and you buy the types of a finish on the paint, type of sheen on the paint, you want to buy something that is at least has a little bit of sheen. That would be called eggshell. Which means you can wipe it down a lot easier and keep it cleaner a lot easier.
So you don't need to go full semi-gloss, really do, right? Eggshell is okay. You don't need to go full semi-gloss.
Want to go full semi-gloss. You know why? Every imperfection in the wall or ceiling you will see. Especially when the light comes on, it like casts this light across the ceiling from sideways.
Right.
And you'll see every imperfection.
Ooh.
You will not be happy.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com/podcast, and go listen to his Money Pit podcast. It will not disappoint. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.